We have Purim, we have Pesach, and we have the coronavirus. Okay. Purim is an incredible story. At the end of the Megillah, Hasheheni atzas goyim v'yofer machshavos harumim. Kodesh Baruch Hu destroys the eights of goyim v'yofer machshavos harumim. He destroys the thoughts of sly people. And it tells us a story. Kodesh Baruch Hu arranged this entire thing. V'odia, to tell all future generations, that bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what saves us. Rama says, bitachon plus tefillah and tshuva. That means there are two ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and saves Klal Yisrael. One way is Purim. Kodesh Baruch Hu played with the mind of Achashverosh, mind of Haman, to set up an incredible scenario of events. And that scenario of events was masterminded by Kodesh Baruch Hu and executed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And anyone there would have seen, well, this is just a weird collection of events. And a weird collection of events, it just happened to fall together. You don't believe there's a weird collection of events that fall together. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs history down to the final detail. And at each point, we don't understand what the master plan is. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things. That's one way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs history. Another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs history. That's Pesach. Pesach. In Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Pharaoh. But the purpose of the Yafs and Marcos wasn't just for Pharaoh. It's for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were rooted in the whole mindset of Avodah Zarah. The mindset of Avodah Zarah is the mindset of the world today. The world runs, and there are all sorts of forces in this world. You've got to get control of the forces in this world, and that's how we manipulate this world, by manipulating the forces that run this world. They may have thought it was who knows what today. Today it's physics, today it's chemistry. And there's no place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. It just runs economic forces, political forces, all sorts of forces. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to shake Klal Yisrael out of that entire mindset to show them HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world directly. That is the overwhelming power, subject to no other power. And the Nisim Gluyim. And the Nisim Gluyim, sometimes the person can be so into his mindset that even the greatest Nisim Gluyim don't shake you out of it. It takes a certain insight and emunah to see Purim. That all of a sudden Achashverosh, this insecure person, certainly vis-a-vis his wife, who was the daughter of the king, and he was an eved, very insecure vis-a-vis her, and she makes a competitive su'uda, and he further insecurity, and she's insecure vis-a-vis him, and there's a Haman who's insecure, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays all their insecurities, and poof, all of a sudden, Esther is sitting in the royal palace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with all these people's psyches to get what he wants. Esther in the royal palace. And of all the women in the kingdom, Who does he fall for? Esther. Esther in the royal palace. Mordechai overhearing a conversation, big son of a Seraph. Everything just falling into place. And the reason we have a Chag of Purim is that what happened then happens throughout Jewish history. It's not unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling and running the affairs of Klal Yisrael throughout Jewish history. More than that, Rambam writes, Perish Mishnah, saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo mo'dal l'amo shalocha v'lvad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world history for the sake of everything that happens in this world is for the sake of Klal Yisrael. We don't understand how. And for the sake of those people in Klal Yisrael who are doing what they're supposed to be doing and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. V'chayei olam nota b'sochein Reb Chaim V'loshin writes, and Nefesh HaChaim means, the chayim of the world depends on us. So, if all of a sudden, in Wuhan province, in China, some person ate a live animal, Eva Menachai, live wild animal, and got from this live wild animal this coronavirus, and then it spread from there all over the world, somehow it serves the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Once, and only once, and then there'll be a second time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show us and shake us out of a certain mindset. The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. He had to shake us out of that to teach us. L'man tesaper levincho leven vincho eser shesalalti b'Mitzrayim. So you'll know forever and ever. But let's just see what happened. Have Dams Vadei Akinim. Dams Vadei Akinim attacks the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, the Nile River. It attacks everything. And then even the Chatumei Mitzrayim say, Yetzvelukim on Kinim. Or of Dever. I think Dever. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, there's some sort of a virus, bacteria, plague, disease, and all the animals are going to die. If they're in the field. Boom. And that's what happened. They all die. There's a Borod. There's a Choshech. Some people are so into the mentality. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, in the clearest way possible, I'm running the world. You have to have your eyes, you have to be absolutely blind. But wait one second. There's a Makas Choshech. Makas Choshech, of course, the other Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians was the sun in the Nile, the source of everything they have. And it's blocked out for 3 days. And 80% of Klal Yisrael die because they're not ready to leave Mitzrayim. Surprising. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, Meis kol b'cho b'eretz Mitzrayim. Now that night, everything Moshe Rabbeinu had said until that point was fulfilled into the finest detail. Umeis kol b'cho b'eretz Mitzrayim. Mipchor paro ha-yoshev eskiso, pchor ha-shvi, chol b'cho b'hema. So what did Paro do that night? So the Pasuk says, Vayakam paro mimitoso. He went to bed in his own bed like nothing was going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. In English, we call that cognitive dissonance. You're in a blur. You don't pay attention to what's happening around you. Mimitoso. That means he went to bed in his own bed. Balailu. Then it tells me something else. There are 9 other makos that happened. Mitzrayim is in collapse. Paro got up every morning at the same time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whenever he got up. This time he got up in the middle of the night. What he did to the other? It means everything's collapsing, you don't pay attention. You don't pay attention. That's even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in the most unbelievably clear manner. You're in a daze. And a lot of people, most people, go through their lives in a daze. Now, of course, a person who opens his eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, understands that Purim is not a once in the history of the world. It happens all the time. None of us can predict how it's going to pan out. I just look and smile. That what are the countries that are hit so bad? Iran is threatening Israel with everything. We're going to destroy you. Iran is one of the countries most seriously affected by this. Many members of the leaders in the government have been sick or died as a result. The economy of Iran is in total shambles as a result of that. The economy of the Arab world. Arabs, where do they make their money? They make their money from oil. If all the airline industry is retracting and half of China, and for instance, one third of Italy is now in quarantine. What does that mean? Everyone has to stay home. One third of Italy. Means you don't drive, you know, factories don't work, nothing. Everything's bad. But when you do that to China with all its billions of people, all of a sudden, economies are collapsing all over the place. And who are the greatest friends of the Jewish people? Not the greatest friends of the Jewish people. Without going into all the details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something. How it's gonna pan out, we have no idea. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a klal. And that's what disturbs me most about this Beholo running away from yeshivas. There's a klal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is turning the world upside down and sending a message, there's a drastic change happening here. A drastic change happening here. So it's a time for Cheshbon Nefesh. Time for Cheshbon Nefesh. And what did I learn from a lot? That it's a time for us to take our Limud HaTorah very seriously and our own Diktuk B'Mitzvah seriously. What's the story of Purim? Purim is, there were two scenarios that could have happened. Mordechai told Klal Yisrael, don't go to the Suda. They went to the Suda. Mordechai, in order to save Klal Yisrael, had to make sure that at least the food was all right, it was kosher. Mordechai doesn't bow down. And then there's a Gzer of Haman. And all of a sudden, Mordechai comes and says, you know, Klal Yisrael, you people got to do tshuva. You got to do tshuva for the Suda. You got to do tshuva for bowing down to the tzelem. Because Haman walked with the tzelem around, so when they would bow down to him, they would bow down to the tzelem. Now, they could have said, listen, Mordechai, you're the fanatic. You're the wild guy. It's all your fault. But he didn't say that. Esther says, and they didn't know at that point that Esther in the royal court is doing that. They didn't know what was that. Just Mordechai comes, and all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael take this very seriously, and they daven, and they daven, and they daven, and they fast, and they daven. And Klal Yisrael is saved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought something to the world with his mad hysteria. But whether it's a justified hysteria or not, that's been a shemayimness hysteria. The media may think they're doing it. It's such a thing that happens. This hysteria has been a shemayim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu played with the mind of Ahasuerus and the mind of Haman and all this thing. It's mad hysteria. Economies are collapsing. Trump was, he's running the world, you understand. And he's negotiating with China this trade deal, but who's a bigger economic power? China and the United States, and he's going to show his United States muscle to China, and all of a sudden China closes down all their factories for a few months and their economy's in collapse. He brings sanctions against Iran, and he's the mighty man, right? Judge Brochel says, your sanctions? Where's Iran's all of their income coming from? Selling oil to China? China's not buying oil from them. They're going bankrupt. There's Baruch who's just playing here in a way that we don't understand. But when this happens, we have to take our matzah very seriously. Because at this point, if we that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Rambam, runs it for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. So then he's given Klal Yisrael, you're going to come out of this crisis either in a good matzav or a different matzav. What does that depend on? Our introspection and our taking our Yiddishkeit very, very seriously. And to take learning Torah in a yeshiva, that's a good thing, okay. It's like, you know, you have your sports games, you have this games, you play this stick and that stick, okay. Come home with this, so you won't go back to yeshiva afterwards or whatever. It's the wrong attitude. Because the only thing that saves Klal Yisrael is when we do that introspection, we take our Yiddishkeit very, very seriously. Very serious. It's supposed to be a tremendous thesaurus. Take it seriously. Take your learning seriously. You'll always be able to go back to the United States. Don't worry. And some, I'll never be able to go in the United States. Closing all the borders. They're not closing the borders. But they said, they didn't say. Every people tell me what they're saying reminds me of this lady telling me, bombs are falling all over Yerushalayim in the middle of the Gulf War. They weren't falling over. There were no bombs falling in Yerushalayim during the Gulf War. But CNN said so. I'm standing in Yerushalayim, but CNN said so. After 10 times telling him I'm here, I said, so we'll switch your channel. That's all I can. But those of us who were here in the Gulf War experienced a tremendous thesaurus. I don't remember as intense learning in the history of this yeshiva as we had during the Gulf War. And no bombs fell in Yerushalayim. We have to take this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed you think you're running the world. Iran thinks they're running the world. Trump thinks he's running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, this is one little virus I'm going to send. And you'll see who's running the world. I'm running the world, he says. Now, what's going to come out of it? We don't know. But at a time, and the Klal Chazal always have at a time, when the world goes into Bahala, that's supposed to mechayev us to look at ourselves very seriously and take our Yiddishkeit and Torah and Limud HaTorah and Tefillah very seriously, so that if we're at the center of it, so we should come out in a very positive, successful manner. Mir Tzashem, the Zman hopefully will continue to the end of the Zman. And we'll learn strongly to the end of the Zman. You'll always be able to get into the United States or to the UK. Don't worry. Be able to get into South Africa. Don't worry. Nothing to be worried about. And Mir Tzashem, not only will finish the Zman off strongly, but next month we'll begin Rosh Chodesh Iyar in the strongest possible way. And this is the way of Mechazek Asel. It doesn't mean that you don't have to take all the precautions. Obviously you have to take the precautions. You can't say, I'm busy learning Torah, I don't have to take precautions. That's not our religion. Okay, the Iranians did that stupidity and they're paying a serious price for that. No, you have to take all the precautions. But at the same time, take the lesson. That's the time for us to mechazek ourselves in our tefillah and our limud haTorah.